we continue not to see any justification for developing a document which is largely based on confirming obligations of states which have already been undertaken under other multilateral mechanisms, including at a higher level. We see this approach as weakening the existing regime for human rights protection. That was my first point. Secondly, the scope of the rights to be protected under the future protection, under the future convention, are set out in a rather diluted way. The draft uses the term all internationally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms, and compared to the previous version, it seeks to delimit this category. It mentions in 3.3 various sources from which these rights and freedoms are obtained. At the same time, the list of sources is too broad, including international customary international law, and this makes it impossible to determine accurately what human rights are at stake here. In that connection, we wonder about the justification of this approach and the desirability of developing an instrument, since states have in any case undertaken obligations to protect human rights under other multilateral instruments, including at a higher level. Thank you.